Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the fire, that he may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Strong in
the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand before. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio. Yahuwah's ministry. I'll be your host for the ninth episode, part number 58, by name, your seer, Israel. We feature it, Voices of the True Israelites, V-O-T-T-Y, V-O-T-T-Y. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see you all join us. Remember one thing, tomorrow night, we'll be on the network at 7:30 for a high day that kicks off the feast day tomorrow night. Tomorrow night kicks off the feast day tomorrow night. Around about 7:30 tomorrow, the feast will be, so we have to make sure we have you informed exactly what it's all about. And this is that last speech, and that's why it was so important to understand the step-by-step process of it. Remember when we was looking at before atonement, it was the more of blowing trumpets. See, the more of blowing trumpets were the beatdown, and you sing so much blood that was shed that you needed a day of atonement. And that day of atonement, if you make the day of atonement, that'll put you on the right side to walk into tabernacle. And tabernacle was when Yahuwah reveals everything to you. So if you walk into tabernacle, you have made it, but it was a step process to get there. And that was that day atonement was about walking into newness of life and being accepted. Because that is the shadow, the atonement. So we're going to have to go over a few things in there to take your way off to this feast. Because if you make it to the tabernacle, that means you have made it to get to tabernacle. But we got to show you that some things that you have a story to tell by making to tabernacle. You went through a whole lot of good stuff that you would have went through to get there. You will have a story to tell if you is part of the one, the blessed one, that make it to tabernacle. And that is called, we read it over there in Jubilees. The word tabernacle means the tent, camp of Yahuwah. That was really what the word tabernacle means. So, a lot to bring to the table. We got a lot of memos on the table too, so we don't know what all we're going to bring, but one thing about it, we're going to bring something. We're going to tell you exactly what's in front of you, according to Scripture. So we're going to look on the international side and see who all join us. And for another episode, part number 58. And all the spots are still. All the spots are still. And that's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? Oh, I hear you, WCC. I see you on Stack the Deck. I see. Okay. I got you. I got the WCC, but in the same token, I'm about to pay you no never mind for a minute or two, because when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, I got to get that out the way, though I will take a keen eye on what you're talking about, scripture-wise. What's flashing out of New York? New York, 110-810-812. 110-812. All right, WCC, well, I can say again, we know your hand is in it, but really your hand is not in it because Yahuwah know what he's doing. That's the key. See, Yahuwah know what he's doing. That's why I'm going to have to bring it to the table. He know what he's doing, and Zach, like, he know exactly what he's doing when he give you something and when he takes away something from you. So we leave it like that. Now, what that supposed to mean, I don't know. I'm just giving it to say that. As he give you something, and he'll take away something from you. Now, what that supposed to mean, we'll find out after we bring our elder in. And once he give you, tell you who bring this radio broadcast and all that Almighty put on him, whatever that means, we'll give you an answer in writing. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, that's the tears. Yahuwah be to that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless your seed well, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I know I just said something. I don't know why I said it, but I know who hand in for me to say it. So evidently by the time you get through with bringing your part of what Yahuwah give you, he'll give me what to add on to what I just got through saying, which I forgot already. I forgot it. But whatever it is, you bring it back to me at that very same hour. So all the slots are filled. 195 international countries. Everybody got a slot in. And what's flashing out of New York is 110812. 110812. You take it from there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious number of members attending our broadcast, which equals to 110,812 listeners that want to hear the word of Yahuwah. My, that's something. But it's a good thing. And most of the week, we have been talking about work that's done for the temple and most temples that are out there that worship Yahuwah. I had mentioned a parable, and this was about a particular case from a young black man. Many probably remember the Peter M. Roberts case versus Sears and Roebuck Company. And what this was about, it was about a reversible ratchet wrench that an ingenious young black man of 17 years old made while he was working for Sears. He worked for many years trying to sue for the machine that he had made, this particular reversible ratchet wrench. Actually, they paid him for making it. He figured he could get more by suing. Well, he went on with that for 30 years with no success. And listen, the key word here is made. He did actually make something. And it's come to my attention, being not embarrassed to say what has come to my attention, it was about a word that was already created many years ago. Was asked to go and find information on this word while still working in the ministry group. And this word here is find, not make or create. You can't get a patent on an existing word that's created. But on the other hand, Sears and Roebuck made tens of millions of dollars on this newly created tool that this young black man had created a new product. Now, the word that was found, again, I use the word found, was used for proper expression and Bible teachings, which we use today. I guess you can't make that which has already been created, but now you can always read that what is written, like we generally do on this program. Another example, use the Bible for a parable. Like in the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse number 30. Actually, 35 says, and she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now I will praise the Yahweh. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left barren. So she named one of her sons Judah. And, you know, now some of us that read the Bible, we know before the translation, it was written in different languages, and the main one was Hebrew. No vowels were used in the early version of Hebrew. So the name Judah, obviously, was written as YHDH. We use other parables in the Bible to further educate you in that area. You know, we were using Hebrew. We were told, if you look up the word Eber, that is a polluted, that Hebrew is a polluted word for Eber, because Eber was the original word. Now, we're going back to original words because this is what we use to bring you back to the word as it was truly written. Now, on jobs or work location, we all know that there are rules in place for work, like the young gentleman I mentioned that made a tool while working for Sears. On company time, he did this. Now, in the ministry, we're not governed by laws or rules. But what we have is a given word for all to have one mind, so we're all on one accord in Yahweh's word. And we all make contributions to the ministry to keep the word going strong. Whether it's going doing temple work or temple research, we all that work for the ministry do our part. And we try to do the best we can, 100% of what one man can do. We really try to do our part. We pay our tithes and offerings. We make our contributions, whether it be work or other. Then what happens? Some decide they will leave and maybe go to another ministry. So do you give that, take back that what you had given, that you was told to do work for, and you agreed? And you also did stay to relish the name that was found. And many reading know that. So now, take back my tithes and offerings, take back the names that I was told to research. No, you don't do that. Remember Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 15. It says in 15, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. You know, we can't reach out there and grab, as I said before, a word and call it our own, especially when it was already previously written. Many people know that, especially with things that they created. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these awful times of bad teaching and Christianity. And thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word that we heavily emphasize. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because this is information that you all have came and knocked. And now, once that door is open, you have found that which you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you will see menu. By clicking this, You'll still see choices, still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, on my end, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. And that's what I had mentioned earlier in a portion of our program. This is also used to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your families and friends throughout the year. The family will be well received in what the calendar is all about. And so will your friends, especially when they know it's supported with scripture of what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type Yahuwah Radio Live. Three words. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using also two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. I expect we might get many text messages after today. But the other one is yhdhysraeel @gmail.com. This would be also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal Blog Talk broadcasts, Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk. We're simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk while on Blog Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topic will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And our Brock Talk ends before teaching time. Teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, if you're trying to win that bump the gums contest when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, what's going to happen? You're going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Because you have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And like today, we know this is another day for the word of Yahuwah. And many things we have to do bringing you that word. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, we commend that. And those only following, casting the same word we listen to behind their backs. They just want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, like with the noisemakers, the complainers. Oh, we can't forget the deceptive listeners and the page flippers to look like they're paying attention, but when they're called to speak, they're completely lost. Can't even find the book of Genesis. They have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done more, you have to realize they just lied. Now they're doing the work past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. And what did Yahuwah the Son say about the impossible? We look in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what this says. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So at this particular time, we're going to find out what our possibilities will be. Keep your Bibles open. I'm going to keep mine open. I'm going to try to pay attention, catch all this word. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, boy. Yeah, that was excellent. That was excellent when you brought out that part when Yahdah's mother, translating English today as Judah, mother, named him and told him, see, back in the days, I mean, back when you have that name, your Semitic name, what they call Hebrew, every name means something. So that name was told by his mother to give it by Jacob, Judah, Yahdah. And what it was saying way back there, that Judah going to praise Yahuwah. Now you see that thing right here? So it was told that was prophecy. So that's why he was given that name, Yahdah. And what if the definition of the name YHDH means? It means that the tribe of Judah will praise YHWH. Now, ain't that nice? So how would anybody want to take credit for that? It was already prophesied that the name was given to the fourth son of Israel was going to be a worm that's going to break the back of the hypocrites, because the whole tribe will be the tribe that praised the four-letter man and 30-35, or 29-35 of Genesis. So it was already prophesied it will be a people that will praise the four letters, and it will be a fourth son of Israel. Now, ain't that nice? So if anybody want to take credit for something that was way back in 29-35 and said, they are patting that, you saying that the prophecy is wrong, and the prophecy in Amos 3:7 says, I will do nothing but reveal my secrets to my servants, the seer. So when you jump down in 29-35 of Genesis, they gave you the definition of something, then told you what behind it. I will praise Yah. I will praise the four letters. Then afterward, they said, who going to do that? YHDH, Judah in English. See that thing right here? So there it is right there. So now it was already prophesied, and anybody is that old that can erase that 29-35, then bring them to me. Let me check them out. But that ain't gonna happen. So that's number 5. If anybody taking credit for something that was prophesied way back there in Genesis 29-35, shame on you. Because somebody gonna be like a Berean and look at the records. The record says before the name was even introduced. Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? Spirits of Yahuwah, I say, if you want to investigate it a little bit, see it? We'll do that. And then we'll get to this the great big feast. Remember, tomorrow we'll be on the network at 7:30 to make sure that they have cleared itself out. So we'll be back on airways tomorrow for the first day of that feast. And we'll talk all about that good stuff too. Everything will be covered in this short broadcast. 3 hours is just ain't long enough. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you, see you, right?
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What? You know, I just thought about something now, Brother Yahweh Israel. So you got a head start on 2935 by looking directly at I am a descendant from Yahweh Judah. I see the English word is Judah, is Yahweh Semitic. So you just got a head start on what's written and 2935. Ain't that something? So Brother Yahweh, I'll pull another rabbit out the hat. He have got a head start was written way back there in 2935 by understanding it wasn't no vowels back there. YHDH tribe of Yahweh. And that's the case. This name been back there a long time. So the one that found the name was our forefather that gave it to his wife and told her. Well, let's read what he says before we even get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's read what came first, the meaning of something behind it, or was the name there then the meaning of it? Let's run back and let me pull one right out the hat, Brother Yahweh Israel. I want to analyze that 2935. I want to know what was first. Was somebody coming that can praise Yahweh, or was it Judah means praise Yahweh? Which way he got it written in 2935 of Genesis? Let's see what the Bible says. What's going on, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
29, verse 35 reads, and she conceived again and bear a son. She said, now will I praise Yahweh. Before she called his name, Yahweh Judah, and left there.
Ain't that something? You mean it was already, just like right now, by watching the signs of the time, you got to watch the signs of the time and see what fit, like a lot of brothers read Deuteronomy 28. And said, well, who fit Deuteronomy 28? And they said, the one you call African American Negroes. Oh, okay. So now, it was already prophesied by out of her mouth that I praise YHWH. Then after the song was on the table, then she said, this is the one that fit that prophecy. So there it is, let's see right. So there it is right there. Who fell in that prophecy was Yahweh Judah. And it made a profound statement by the hands of Moses 500 years later in 33 verse 1 and 7. Moses said something 500 years, 3-4, close to 500 years, 300, 400, 500 years later. What Moses said in 33 verse 1 and 7?
Because Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 1 and 7. What was said back there in Moses' days, and Moses 500 years from Abraham. So in between is all his uncles and everything else. So what was said in between the 500 years of Moses receiving this information, he wrote something in 33 verse 1 and 7. What did he say?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse number 1. Verse number 7 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 33, verse number 1. This is the blessing. For with Moses, the men of Yahweh blessed the family of Israel before his death. Verse number 7. This is the blessing of Yahweh Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh the voice of Yahweh Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, be thy help to him from his enemy.
So this was the fulfillment of the 49th chapter, verse 8 through 10, and the 49th chapter. But prior to that, the 30th chapter of this boy coming in 29-35, then his father came right back and said, your brother's going to bow down to you, Yahweh, in English, Judah, in 8 verse 10. So, and then when Moses got it 500 years later, he let you know that how this thing going to jump off, the prophecy of it, it will be Yahweh, Judah, would go to his peoples. And as we speak, the ministry of the six anointed camps is Yahweh, Judah, and we go on to our people. So there go the prophecy right there. So how would anybody open their mouth, period, on you can't break prophecy? It tells you, they pull one verse out, and 10, and Daniel. It tells you plainly, you know, I don't want to just continue down this line. I'm going to leave this alone. But look, but see, you know, you can't open a can of whoop rein and don't think that somebody's still ready gonna dot their eye on you. 10 verse 21, what it said. Just giving up the word with Brother Yahweh Israel, Daniel 10:21. Look what it says in Daniel 10:21.
Look at Daniel 10, verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
You see that? So it's already prophesied about this. And guess who we're feeling it right now? The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite, tribe of Yahweh Judah. So here is the kickoff right here. So we both go to the brothers. What brothers are you talking about? Let me get one more in. Go to Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. What brothers that the children of Yahweh Judah supposed to be focusing on? In Exodus chapter 1, I'm looking for how many names that Yahweh Judah got to make his presence to. I'm looking for 12 names in Exodus 1:1 down to verse 7. Let's talk about it, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 through 7 reads, Exodus 1, verse number 1. And these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt, Mizraim. Every man and his family came with Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yahweh Judah. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse number 5. And all the people that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 people. For Joseph was in Mizraim, Egypt, already.
Good. Right there. That's good enough. Right there. 5. So how many do that add up to be, Brother Yahweh Israel? How many tribes that Judah got to be present in to fulfill that part of prophecy? How many is that? We know Judah is one. So how many names there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
Yeah, I counted 11 names, 12 with Judah.
Uh-huh, 12 with Judah. So if we precept that to 49:28 of Genesis, I think it'll kind of tie it in itself by precepting the Bible. 49:28 of Genesis.
Look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
All these
12
tribes of Israel.
And bless them.
All these 12 tribes of Israel. That's good enough. All these are 12 tribes of Israel. All these are 12 tribes of Israel. Uh-huh. Let me get one more piece of zeal in there behind that, bro. Y'all got Israel. And 35 of Genesis. Let me get me one more. See, you know, sooner or later you'll recognize the signs and times, and the six anointed camps got to be prepared to take care of all the wiggling room. No wiggling room. Ain't no wiggling room when it comes down to dust as Yahweh's word. And the book of Genesis, Lord Yahweh Israel. Now, we got a verse that I'm looking to kind of come close to. See, I'm running out of zeal right now. Oh, and they give you a precept on what you just got through saying. And we know we close by it as we can get. So if you want to take it from there, when they give you a number on Jacob's sons, it tells you exactly how many they are right here in the early part of, if I get me a Bible, I'll figure it out. But if you got it, go ahead. Let me get me a Bible and I can figure it out. If you don't get it, Brother Yahweh Israel. But he makes a final statement about Jacob's boys. It tells you exactly how many in it, read around about 35. It tells you just how many is it. You got me. Can you take it from there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can you knock dust out like the elder you say, is that and go knock the dust out of Ayla Taylor. He used the word called, I'm going to go knock dust out of that one. Are you going to knock the dust out of it, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yes, my eyes are on it, seer. I think my eyes are on it.
Well, go ahead and do like Ayla Taylor said, just going to knock dust out of it.
I'm looking at Genesis 35, verse 22. Mm-hmm. It came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Israel were 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there, Brother Yahweh Israel. That wasn't nothing but a cakewalk. All six anointed camps can take care of that cakewalk. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. You know, and I believe that. But we so close upon that great big feast there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We so close upon this time tomorrow night, remember the feast in all six locations. The time will kick off at 7:30. 7:30 to where you have teaching first. You have teaching in all six camps pertaining to what it's all about. But the middle spirit said, oh, he said, hold on. You need to beat that a little bit more before you get on that beach. Got plenty of time. Oh, okay. Got plenty of time? All right, okay. So now you know it was 12 sons. 12 sons of the children of Israel. And the 12 sons spoke what? What did the 12 sons spoke that we can read? Let's go to the book of Acts 21:30. Let's find out what tongue did the 12 sons speak that we can read. Stop at Acts 21:40 and let's see exactly what's going on about the 12 sons.
The book of Acts.
Yeah, Acts 21:40. Let's talk about the 12 sons. What was their native tongue that the 12 sons spoke? So now in Genesis 29:35, we're going to see On the left side, they spoke Semitic. We're going all the way on the right side and see what the 12 sons spoke in Acts 21, verse 4.
Book of Acts, chapter 21, verse number 40 reads. Book of Acts 21, verse number 40. When he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with his hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, spake unto them in the Shemitic tongue, the word Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. You see that? So Paul spoke to the whole southern kingdom and all of northern kingdom that was there, and the rest of them was over in a place called America at that time. They spoke, and once he spoke in their native tongue, the people was not surprised. They turned around and listened at him straight up. And precept at the 22 verse 2 of the same book of Acts. And 22 verse 2, so they ain't lost no language. They had a language to after the closing of the 96 A.D. book. Through their language, according to Acts 21:40. Acts 22, verse 2, second witness.
Look at Acts 22, verse 2 reads, when they heard that he spake in the Semitic tongue.
When they heard that he spoke to the 12 tribes of Israel, all the ones that was the little pocket of everybody, they was right there. He spoke in a Semitic tongue. He didn't have to speak to them in no Greek. He had to speak to them in no Latin. And it was no such thing as English. So it wasn't nothing called no J-U-D-A-H. Wasn't nobody called by no name Judah. That's English. We use that for reference. Name is Yahdah. Judah is the English for Yahdah. The book of Hebrew. Luther tried to call Hebrews 26 verse 14.
Book of Hebrew. Polluted word of Hebrews 26:14.
Yeah, what does that say?
The book of Hebrew or Acts?
Well, make it Acts. That sounds good.
Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse number 14, read. When we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying, in the Shemitic tongue.
You see that? So the voice in heaven spoke down to the children of Israel in the Shemitic tongue. See, all the ones that heard his voice thought that was given the record. They spoke and understood Shemitic, what they now call Hebrew. And remember, it was a revival of Shemitic. They put the name called Hebrew by Eliezer Ben Yehuda in 1948, because he came up with another ghetto gumbo speaking called Hebrew, and he brought in all kind of vowel points and everything. So he was out all everywhere. Now, so what is that tongue to the whole nation of Israel from the time of 96 A.D. back to 4004? What was same thing by Adam and Eve, but we ain't not going to beat that. But what was that tongue to everybody of the 12 tribes of Israel all the way back to 4004, Acts 1:19? What was that tongue that we can read? Acts 1:19.
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 19. It was known as all the dwellers of Yahdah Judah. So much as that, Phil is called in the proper tongue.
They proper tongue. So that was the proper tongue, and we're not going to get it back according to Zephaniah 3, verse 8 to 10 until he come back. So we will not be speaking that proper tongue until he beat everybody down. Then he's going to turn you back to your pure language. And the word is called a pure language. Not no gumbo language you're speaking out. So those who speaking Hebrew, somebody speaking Hebrew, how you speak in Hebrew and you study talking with vowels, symbols. Why don't you just go with Zephaniah 3, verse 8 through 10? Matter of fact, let's read that real quick, Brother Yahya Israel. You got plenty of time. Why don't you just follow what the Bible says, that taking up all these Eliezer of being Yehudas, and now you speaking Hebrew. Because it tells you over there in the book of where it talks about the prologue that your tongue is strengthened in Semitic. It is. But your tongue ain't going to be strengthened in Semitic until Yahweh's tongue get back. He told us here. He said, you ain't got nothing coming. And 3:8-10 until he get back. So all the 12 tribes of Israel spoke the Semitic language. Now, those of Israelite descent now speaking Spanish and all the mother language, them ain't nothing but ghetto language from Satan the devil. So if you proud and you can speak Spanish or all of old Creole language and all that kind of stuff, that's not your tongue either. That shows that you got caught up like we got caught up in English. We got caught up speaking English. They're like the other tribes got caught speaking Spanish. Man, all both of them tongues is not our tongue. And you're not going to get your tongue back until what the seer says when you get it back at 3:8-10. This will got to happen, and he going to tell you exactly when he give you that tongue back, he's going to put a word on there that we need to hear. Zephaniah 3:8-10 says what?
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 8-10 reads, book of Zephaniah 3, verse number 8, therefore wake you upon me, save Yahweh, to the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse number 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh, serve him with one consent. Verse 10, from beyond the river Ethiopia, Cush, my surplus, even the daughters of my dispersed shall bring my offering.
Ain't that something? Now, Brother Yahya Israel, in verse 9, what is the biggest word they got that he going to give you when he come back? Is he going to give you what is that big word he got in there in verse 9? I mean, it ain't but a four letters, but it's the biggest word in there. He said, now, wait on me. That's one of the four letters. And the other four letters is another word. Why don't you just do the Bible? And what's that big word he said? If you wait on him, he going to give you what? Brother Yahya Israel.
A pure language.
Ain't that something? A pure language, Steve, right here? A pure language. You ain't getting the pure language until he come back. Just like he messed the language up in Genesis chapter 11. He said he'll return the lesson, the language back to you when he get back. That's why he told you to wait on me. All that money you spending to learn how to speak a gumbo language, you could be put in one of the offering boxes of the six anointed camps. Because you're doing it wasting your time because you've been missed up. Land, school, banquet hall. That's what time is supposed to be about. Until he comes. So you're not getting no, so any brother won't talk about, well, you know, well, bro, I'm speaking Hebrew. What? The man said, wait on him till he come back. And he going to give you the pure language when he come back. Just like he messed it up in the garden back there at Genesis 11. Why don't you do what the man tell you to do? Wait on him, because when he hits your tongue, it's going to be a pure Semitic language that you all will call on the one name, YHWH. Precept that to Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9. So you see, why don't you do Bible? Why don't you get lined up and hook, line, and sinker behind the six anointed camps when we show exactly what the Bible says. You ain't got to go do, all you're going to do is wait on Yahweh. But he going to tell you, but while you wait, it's certain things that you got to do. And we're going to read that, what you got to do. After we read that, we're going to read Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14. They're going to tell you what you got to do. Huh? But you don't know what you got to do. We're going to make sure we tell you. What's the reading that brother got to die, Israel?
Book of Titus, verse number 8 and verse number 14 reads. Book of Titus chapter 3, verse number 8. This is a faithful saying. These things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men and women. Verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful.
Ain't that nice? Well, you might have gone and give me some 10 and 11. So that's why I was listening. We're not shutting and jiving with you. This is what Yahweh tell us to do in the same book 3, verse number 11. See, the Bible tells us what to do. And see, when we make a calling, we look what the Bible tells us to do. See, right? And remember one thing. We ain't be about nobody being a hypocrite. The Bible tells us what to do. And that's why we got to take our rightful position. But it tells us what to do in the third chapter. Verse number 10. It tells us what to do. What it tells us to do in verse 10. I tell you what, read verse 11 and let me expound on verse 11 real quick. Give me read verse 10. Titus chapter 3, verse 11.
Book of Titus chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of them sick.
You see that? He said, now you that convert things and you are a sinner, you condemn yourself. You condemn yourself with all that trying to add on things that you can't read nowhere. So those that have put up the Hebrew schools and all that, listen, that came from 1948, Eliezer of being Yehuda. You're out of order if you're following that kind of stuff. Why don't you read what he told you in Zephaniah? Wait on me until I beat everybody down. Then I will turn everybody that have lost their language back to a pure Semitic language, that you all call on the four letters with one consent. And I had Zephaniah 14 verse 9 to drop a precept on that. And he came right behind Zephaniah, and Zechariah said this in 14 verse 9. What did he say in 14 verse 9, brother? Y'all got Israel?
The book of Zechariah.
Yes, sir. 14 verse 9. After Zephaniah was told that, wait on him, I'm going to turn you back to a pure language that you lost in Genesis chapter 11. And like he said in Psalm 64, I didn't take nothing from you. You took it from yourself. But I'm going to restore it back to you. You lost your language in the 11th chapter of Genesis. He told the seer, I'm going to give it back to him. It will be a pure language they had back in Genesis chapter 11. But until that time comes, we'll tell you what you got to be doing right now. And that's why it was so important to understand. We all talked about the first thing was the remorse of blowing the trumpets. Yahweh beat them up real good. You've seen so much bloodshed in that. He said, look here, you need a day of atonement. And when you came out of that day of atonement, you walked into a newness of life. Then it takes you right off into the tabernacle with the return of Yahweh the Son. The beatdown was successfully put on. That's why it was so important for you to have that atonement. If you didn't get the atonement, you got to be on pins and needles this time next year. But keep on. But we're going to show you something that Yahweh says in his Bible, properly in this lesson, about keep waiting around and putting Yahweh second exactly where you're going to stand. What do you say in Zechariah 14, verse 9?
Because Zechariah 14, verse number 9 reads, because Zechariah 14, verse number 9, Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
And his name one in that day. How many letters will his name be one? Brother Yahweh, how many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
Okay. So what does this mean when he says in Isaiah 33 verse 10 then? So what do these folks mean in Isaiah 33 verse 10?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse number 10 reads. Book of Isaiah 33. Book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse number 10. Book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse number 10 reads, now will I rise, save Yahweh, and will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
Now will I rise. See the man saying, see right here? He said, now will I rise. Now the man saying, see right here. But so he let you know, now will I rise. That big talk, see right here. So, but remember one thing, he said a profound statement, now will I rise. But he also left a tidbit over in 14 verse 12, now will I rise. And St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. Now will I rise. Well, investigate that. Now will I rise. Now will I lift myself. Good. But what he got written in 14, verse 12 of the book of St. John on now will I rise?
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 12 reads. St. John 14, verse number 12. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Great works than these shall he do, because I go unto Yahweh the Father.
He said he. He said she. He said he. He said she. He said what he ought do, because he going back to the Father. So understand something. She will not be the one that leads you nowhere but to destruction, because he ain't talking about she. It must be a he. But she is part of it once she understands what the wisdom of Solomon saying, chapter 8, 3, 4, and 14. Now see, this is how you, this is called a thorough breakdown. Now how she will be in the picture, this how she must operate in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 3, 4, and 14.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon?
Yes, sir. Chapter 8. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 3, 4, and 14. We go and find out what word there can we work with, brother. What word can we work with? The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 3, 4, and 14. What can we work with that we can read?
Chapter Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 3, verse 4, and verse number 14 reads, Wisdom of Solomon 8, verse number 3, that she is conversant with Yahweh. She magnifies her nobility. And Yahweh of all things himself loves her. Verse number 4, for she is privy to the mysteries of the knowledge of Yahweh and a love of his works. Verse 14, I will set the people in order, and the nation shall be subject unto me.
Read verse 14.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon 8, verse 4. But she is privy to the mysteries of the knowledge of Yahweh and a love of his works.
Yep. She is privy to the knowledge of Yahweh. Yeah, she is privy of it. And that's true, see, right? After you teach her. After the 8th chapter of Acts. Yes, she is privy of it. But we got to make sure it's in context of how she will be privy of this word. We got to always read the Bible. So how would she be privy of this word? Let's find out in 8 verse 30 and 31. We got to make sure we can keep everything in context. So how would she be privy of this word? What can we read to kick off how she would be privy of this word that we can read in 8 of Acts, verse 13 and 14.
Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 13, verse 14 reads. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 13. Acts, chapter 8, verse number 13 reads.
Acts, chapter 8, verse 30 and 31. Acts, chapter 8, verse 30 and 31. Let's find out how would she be privy, whatever that word is saying, of this word. How will it happen that we can read? See, we won't know how would she be privy of this word, but remember one thing. We got to put emotions down and see what the Bible says. So how will she be privy of this word? We got to read it, and we get ready to read it now in Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And 31. This ain't gonna happen, see, right? If you believe the Bible, let the Bible do its talking. Come on.
Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 30. Verse 31 reads. Book of Acts 8, verse 30. Philip ran thither to him, heard him read the seer Isaiah, and said, understand you what you read. Verse 31. He said, how can I accept a man to guide me? He told Philip that he would come up
that's
and sit
right
with him.
That's good right there. Now, wait a minute. Now, tell me, how would she be privy of this word that we can read? According to the Bible, we just got to read that she would be privy of this word. So how will that happen that what we can read? Let's read it in verse 31. How so that we can read?
Acts 8, verse 31. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me?
Oh, so that's how that. That's how your mate will be privy of the word. Mr. Husband Man, the only way she'll be privy of the word with the approval of Yahweh, then you got to guide her through this. Now, once you're doing that part, Yahweh will put their blessing on it. That's how she be privy of it. Whatever that word is said, because I might get so many calls on how I'm bumming that word all up, so what? But he told you, Zephaniah, so I'm going to give you back your tongue and time appointed. So what I butcher up this English language is a bastard language anyway. whether I butchered up or not. You understand what I'm saying? But we clear when she gets it, man must guide her to this understanding. So husband, man, if you not guide her, then you not doing your job according to prophecy. Let's run back to second book of Maccabees for a minute. I need to give me one more hit. And second Maccabees chapter 7, verse 8 and 21. So we see now, this thing has to work once we in order. Order, see, right? Until we in order, until your better half looks at you like the Bible describes for you, you're not in order yet, and Yahweh is not coming to something that's in chaos. If it's in order, Yahweh gonna make his move. 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 8 and 21 says what?
Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse number 8 and verse 21 reads. Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse number 8 reads. 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse number 8. But he answered in his own language and said, no, before he also received the next tormentor in order as the former did.
So you telling me, hold on that brother y'all got here, man. So you telling me, we just got through reading. Now we know this southern kingdom. This is y'all God Judah. At that time, right there in the 200 something BC, they were speaking what kind of way, brother y'all got Israel? According to what they were speaking, you got it right there plainly. They were speaking in their what?
But he answered in his own language.
And he answered in his own language. So at the time of the Maccabees, they were speaking and they were answering in their own language, which is Semitic. So that lets you know when Esau and his five sons jumped him over there, they still spoke in their own language. You got to see, right, they spoke in their own language. There's that there. Well, you know, they were, it was found in Greek. Where can be found in any language? But do you believe what the Bible said? The southern kingdom, they must have had two languages, but they spoke in their own language. Huh? Now, give me a second witness. What's the next verse I gave you? 21. Let's get a second witness. And where did they get it from? Second witness, 7:21.
The book of 2 Maccabees 7, verse 21. Yea, she exhorted every one of them in her own language.
And she, what's that word she just did again?
Exhorted every one of them in their own language.
Own language. So Greek wasn't their tongue, so they wasn't speaking no Greek. They probably knew how to speak part of that Greek stuff, but don't think that they are, because you ain't riding a bicycle, you're riding a car, but you still know how to get on that bicycle and ride away. You know, that was your first way before you got in the car to ride a bicycle. Then you got to the car. So there's what they'll say, right? The children of Israel spoke their own language. In many captivity, they knew their own language. Now, though they had to deal with the master's language, good. But don't think they didn't know their own language. You got that? Good. So there's what they'll say, right? Now I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat. I want to run back to something that was said. And second, in a regular book, because see, one thing about it, we say things, and we get confused sometimes. We get confused, but Yahweh will, is we holding something, brother? Y'all tell Israel, is we holding anything?
No, sir.
We ain't holding nothing. Then let's run and take a look at something there real quick there, Brother Yahya Israel. Let's run back to the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, pick a verse 11. Let's read y'all to get our point. Because see, what we, you know, we, like I said again, that's why we got to come now. The Sixth Anointing Council, we got to come now. Because we get confused about things. And Yahweh is make something plain to you that we need to read. We need to read something that his son said. What did his son say in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, pick a verse 11? Listen to what his son said. Then we'll read something that his father said. Then what he said. 9, verse 11. Let's read a little bit.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11 reads. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Verse number 11. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. I returned, son of the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither your bread to the wise, nor your riches to men of understanding, nor your favor to men of skill, but time and chance, happiness to them all.
Time and chance happen to them all. Time and chance happen to you all. Precept there in the second Ezra 7:57. What did you say? What did you try to tell us then? Time and chance happen to them all. What are you trying to tell us? Second Ezra 7:57. What are you trying to tell us, Brother Young God Israel?
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 7. Verse number 57 reads, "Then after he meet and said, this is a condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight."
This is the condition of the battle. Now, pull that from his father. But his father went deep with this thing. Watch how deep did his father go? In 119 verse 9 and 20:24. His father gonna go deeper than what his son did. Listen to what was told by his father, David, in 119 verse 9 and 20:24. Listen real good, Six Anointed Camps, what he's saying.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119. Verse number 9, verse number 20-24 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 9. But with all shall a young man or woman cleanse their way by taking heed thereto according to your word. Verse number 20. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Verse 21. As rebuke the proud that are cursed, which do err from your Torah instruction. Verse 22, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I kept your covenant. Verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, for your servant did meditate in your covenant. Verse 24, your covenant, your Torah instructions also are my delight and my counsel.
So, your counsel, see, right, is the Torah instruction. So, now, keep that in your mind. Now, one of his sons came behind that, Sarai. Listen real carefully, because what they do, they pull verses, see, right, but they're going to tell you something in the Sarai. 41, 1 through 9. Now, Sarah going to even get deeper and he's going to ask you a question along the way. Listen what says in the book of Sirach 41, 1 through 9. Take your time on these verses, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I want to pull some out. You know, I want to pull some out. I got to make sure it's clear on something that we need to hear, because he pulled that from, but he went deeper than David went. Listen to what he says in the 41st chapter 1 through 9. This is real good. But I'm going to be really interested in verse number 3. I'm going to be very interested to expound on something written in by verse number 3. Listen good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 41, verse number 1 through 9, read. Book of Sirach 41, verse number 1. O death, I bid it as a remembrance of you to a man that liveth at rest in his possession, and to the man that have nothing to vex him, that have prosperity in all things, yet unto him that is yet able to receive me. Verse 2. O death, accept what is thy sentence unto the needy, and unto him whose strength faileth, that is now in the last age, and is vexed with all things, and to him that despaireth, and have lost patience. Verse number 3, fear not the sentence of death. Remember them that have been before you, that come after. But this is the spot over all flesh.
Wait a minute.
Number 4.
What man told y'all guy Israel? What that man just said? What that man just said? Because he going to really see the seal gone. He even stepped it up another notch over David. What did he tell us in verse 3?
Verse number 3. Sirach, chapter 41, verse 3. Fear not the sentence of death. Remember them that have been before you. And they come after. But this is the sentence of Yahweh over all flesh.
He said, don't fear death, because that is the sentence of Yahweh. He said, why is you fearing death? Oh, I'm just, listen, he tell you what not to do. Don't fear death. He ain't through talking. Now he's saying, because we so hemmed up. We got, the 17 nations got us all hemmed up in a corner. I'm just, I got 6 feet and mass and everything gone. Here's the man just told you, he read from his father David. So I said, why is you fearing death? Huh? You're all nervous. You just clanked up. He said, don't fear death. Now watch what he said next in verse 4 now. Listen to this real good in verse 4.
Verse number 4. Why thou against the pleasure of the Most High? There's no inquisition in the grave, whether thou have lived 10 or 100 or 1,000 years.
Either some get up out of here early, some get up out of here late. He says, look, that's the condition of the battle. Some get out of here early as 10, and some get out of here late. And some get out of here late, as close to 1,000. Nobody lived these past 963 years of Adam, but what I'm saying, Methuselah, whatever. He said, some get out of here early. Some get out of here early. He said, why has you got a problem with death? And he's going to tell you some more about this death thing. Listen to what he's saying. What did he say next?
Verse number 5. The children of sinners are an abominable. They that are cumbersome in the dwelling of the Anyakwa.
Well, hold that point. Now run back to David. Now David, see, he threw him a shot in there, letting you know. Stop fearing death. Stop somebody bumping to you, you just about jump out your brown skin. Roots. You know? Why are you fearing something the man telling you don't do it? Now we're going to jump back to David and listen what David said. Because see, what Sarai did, he put all of David's writing together and tied it into a big bungalow. Look what it says in 116, verse 15. Now listen to this.
Book of Psalms, 116, verse number 15, read. Precious in the sight of Yahuwah is the death of his saints, 12 tribes of Israel.
He just man just said. Did the man just say it? The precious in the sight is a belt, is the pleasure of Yahuwah. So when one of your loved ones die, you don't get excited. That is the pleasure of Yahuwah. Yahuwah got, he's talking about his saints. So when one of the saints of Yahuwah died, what you moaning and groaning about? That's the pleasure of Yahuwah. He's got to bring this thing to an end to re-bring you back and take care of all this business. So that's why we keep telling you about some things we got to know according to the Bible. Don't let sin weigh you down. When death happened to, which is a chance that will happen to everybody, understand what David says by the mouth of the mental spirit in 116, verse 15. Don't you know this man got, look what he says here. 116, verse 15. One more time, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Psalm 116, verse number 15, read. Precious in the sight of Yahuwah is the death of his saints.
Precious in the sight of Yahuwah, it is the death of the 12 tribes of Israel. Death, see, right? You're going to lose some loved ones. That's the pleasure of Yahuwah. But what did Yahuwah tell you do in Sirach 4:28? You're going to lose some loved ones that's close to you? Is you going to ignore 116:15? This is the pleasure of Yahuwah for his saints. He got to shut you down to bring you back. So, but then what he told Sarai, because Sarai, he was peeping at David's writing big time. Look at shot that Sarai told in 4:28.
The book of Sarai, chapter 4, verse 28 reads, strive for the truth unto death, and Yahuwah shall fight for you.
Strive for the truth to death, and Yahuwah will fight for you. Don't let nothing get you off of Yahuwah's business. Strive for the truth until he sets you down. The pleasure of Yahuwah in 116:15 is to shut down the saints. He can't bring, he ain't gonna co-rule with nobody. You see, Abraham, Isaac, all those big dignitaries, they gone. But they're back again. Same thing, see, right? So when death hits you, stand tall. It's the pleasure of Yahuwah. See, that's why you got to be in the right ministry. You understand something. And the sister on the camp got to be able to teach this thing. When things occur to people that's in the ministry, you understand. The Bible already laid it out in advance. You don't war with me because of death. Because that's the pleasure in the sight of Yahuwah is the death of the 12 tribes of Israel. Did they say it or not, Brother Yahdai Israel, 116, verse 15? Read that again. Did that Bible say it or not?
The book of Psalms, 116, verse number 15, read. Precious in the sight of Yahuwah, tribes of Israel.
You see that? You see that? So you see the man saying? So we have got the heebie-jeebies, all that. We don't even want to do our benevolence. We hide, skinning and grinning, doing everything contrary. Listen, that's why Yahuwah the Son said in St. John 7:6. Now, he, as he told it, telling the ministry to tell David all that. Then he came over in 7 verse 6 and said something. What did he say in St. John 7 verse 6? Now, after all that good conversation was going on, yeah, he finally got him a little piece of body and came in the flesh. And let's see what he says in 7 verse 6.
Book of St. John 7, for some of 6 read. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
You know the man just said? He said, my time ain't came yet. He said, I read the book. I know how much time I got on the thing. He said, but your time is always ready. That's why it tells you one thing, see, right? If you know your time is always ready, and that's why you have to be a 2 Corinthians 13:5-8. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. So your time is always ready. Your time should be right now. That's why you will always be ready. So he knew his time. He said, you gonna get up out of here just like the fisherman do the net thing. We ain't going to read all that because we won't be able to get nothing in. The fisherman, you know what the fisherman do? Throw his net out there and them fishes, and they were talking, fish talking underwater. All of a sudden, a net come down there and snatch them all up. Fish time is always ready. I tell you, see, right? Why are you worrying about death? Why you got to lose your demeanor? You hear the man just kind of tell you over here in 2 Corinthians 13:5-8. What do you say?
The book of 2 Corinthians 13:5-8 reads. Book of 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself whether you be in the covenant. Prove your own self. Know you're not your own self. And the Yahweh the Son is in you, except you be reprobate. Verse number 6. But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobate. Verse 7. Now I pray to Yahweh that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest. So we be as reprobates. Verse number 8. But we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Sirach 4:28, one more time. You hear the man saying? See, the man is saying this. You ain't going to take away my pledge. He says, my pledge in 1:16-15, my pledge in the sight of the Almighty Yahweh is the death of the 12 tribes of Israel. He ain't co-ruling with nobody. He's going to shut us all down and bring us all back. You think Abraham, Isaac, all of them, they were shut down? They done brought them all back. We don't know how far this thing gonna go. Our time is always ready. But you got one thing. You can't be worried about the pleasure of Yahweh down on the table. Sirach 4:28 says what?
The book of Sirach 4:28 reads. Sirach 4:28. Strive for the truth unto death, and Yahweh shall fight for you.
Take that, sir. Strive for the truth to death. That means if you don't go out in something, don't go out with no war's leash spirit. Go out and all out for your YHWH, because you're not going to interrupt his pleasure. His pleasure is to shut you down to bring you back. So he's going to shut down some closer ones. That's why you got to be in the right ministry to recognize the signs of the time. Huh? You got to know the signs of the time. Let me pull it out real quick. That's why you got to be in the right ministry. So when things happen, that's why we keep telling the brothers and sisters and assisting on the count. You got to get your book out. You call one of the members of the 690 camp once a week. You get them a word and let them give you a word. You give them a word and they give you a word. That's what it's all about, see, right? That's the job of a seer, to tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You just can't continue to, what we're going to, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Jeremiah 4:28.
What was going behind there? I forgot now. So I'm trying to say, we got to step our game up and dust as Yahweh. Because, and the regular book of Ecclesiastes tells you 3:1 and 15. You make up a final statement, 3:1 and 15. What do you say?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 1 and verse 15 reads, book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 1, verse 15. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 15. That which has been is now. That which is to be have already been. Yahweh requires that.
Mm-hmm. So, see, I'm telling you something. You know what they're doing? They be watching David real carefully. That was old David's boy talking. But just give me a little bit in 51 verse 1. Give me a little bit there out of Psalm 51 verse 1. See, we got to know how to pull scriptures. And that's why we challenge the six anointed counts. Where your book at? You got everybody's telephone number? Do you call and give a good word to one of your brothers or sisters? Do they give you a good word in return? Because I'm going to tell you something. The only way it's going to work, it's going to work. But we tell you what to get on the work about. We got to communicate among ourselves as we get ready to do this man's business for the inner being. And that's why we have to be able to call one enough in the six anointed camp. That's what they is. Give them a good word and wait on one in return. That's where it starts at, see, right? It's not what you got on your telephone, on your book. You go to dollars, don't get your dollar book. And get everybody's telephone number, give out a good word and receive one. Then we'll tell you the next move. After that part is taken care of. See, we got many things to tell you, but you know, we got to watch it unfold according to Scripture. What we read now, Brother Yahdai Israel? What we read?
The book of Psalms, chapter 51.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 51, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
The book of Psalms, 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to your loving kindness. According to your multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my sins. Verse number 2.
That's good right there. Have mercy on me, O Yahweh. Blot out my sins. Now, he said, have mercy on me, Yahweh. Blot out my sins. See, what you got to understand something. You got to call on this man. Have mercy on me. Let's run to the book of Psalms, 2nd Israel, Brother Yahdai Israel. I need to precept that. I need to precept that around about 76, 73 somewhere. I need to precept that exactly that right there. He said, Yahweh, have mercy on me. You want Yahweh to have mercy on you? Then you got to line up this vow. And Yahweh said, you're not going to take my pleasure away from me. And my pleasure is killing the 12 tribes of Israel. Because you keep on moaning and groaning about you ready for me. But I got to get you out the way, then bring you back again, then I'll take care of everybody else. So my pleasure is to do some killing. And it starts with you. And that was written over there in 4, verse 17. So why is you study moaning and groaning about death? Death is the pleasure of the Almighty Yahweh. That is his will. Death. So, brother told me, hey, bro, I can't get over death. I said, how long has death been? Oh, man, it's death been 13 years ago. Man, 13 years ago. And you still moaning over death, brother? Don't you know Yahweh You know, Yahweh cannot use you in his ministry. You still moan on something happened 13 years ago? What ministry are you in? Well, that's why I'm trying to get into with this. Well, you were just listening then, dog. But you got to get over that. Because Yahweh is behind death, and he'll put whatever you love the most on the table, and he'll tell you one thing. Keep me first. Because death is my pleasure. My pleasure is death. I'm the author of death. That's my pleasure. And I don't think you great enough to stop my pleasure, because I got to bring this thing to an end. And that's why we're talking about these feast days of bringing this thing to an end and showing you exactly what position to be in. Huh? And that's why it starts at these feast days. I'm around us, Brother Yahdai Israel. Whatever I'm on, let's go back to St. John chapter 7, verse 2. 8, 14, 33, 37, 38. St. John chapter 7, verse 2, verse 8, verse 14, 33, 37, 38. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of St. John chapter 7, verse number 8, verse number 2. Verse number 8, verse number 14, verse 33, 37, and 38. Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 2. Book of St. John 7, verse number 2 reads, now the feast of Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, Yahdai Judah's feast of tabernacle was at hand. Verse number 8. Go you up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast. For my time is not yet full come. Verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahqua the Son went up into the temple and talked. Verse 33. Then said Yahqua the Son unto them, in a little while am I with you. Then I go unto him. That's it. Verse 37. In the last day, a great day of the feast, that's why the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man or woman thirst, let them come unto me and drink. Verse 38. He or she that believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water.
And 2 Ezra chapter 16, Brother Yahdai Israel, what do 2 Ezra 16, verse 73, the 76 say? Look at 2 Ezra chapter 16, verse 73 down to verse 76. What does it say?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16.
Yes, sir. Pick it around by verse 73. And take it down to verse 76. In that last corner, 76, you're going to make up a final statement. Let's see what he says in the corner when you ride, run on down through 73. But in that corner, 76, that's what I'm looking for. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, verse 73 through 76 reads. Book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 73. Then shall it be known who are my chosen. They shall be tried as the gold in the fire. Verse 74. Hear, O you, my beloved, save Yahweh. Behold, the days of trouble is at hand, but I will deliver you from this thing. Verse 75. Be not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your God. Verse 76. And the God of them who keep my Torah instructions, precepts, save Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
I've been talking there. Oh, that, you mean his Bible tells all that good stuff? Yes, see, right? David again in the 17th chapter, pick up verse 24 for time's sake. Just a little bit. David in the 17th chapter, this is what he says in the 17th chapter, around about verse 24. He makes a profound statement, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's read about old the missile spirit comes visiting David in the 17th chapter. Let's read a little bit from 24 until we get our point. He said, don't let sin wear you down. That's what he's trying to tell you. Oh, it don't hit me now. That's when you're going to be at your best. It tells you over there in 24:17, a just man or woman falls seven times, but they get on up when you're just. And that's why we read in Ecclesiastes, showing you plainly that this chance going to happen to everybody. This is the condition of the battle. Well, that's the part I don't like, is condition of the battle. But you in the wrong profession, Dave. This is the condition of the battle. Yahweh said, I got pleasure in some death of the 12 tribes of Israel. Ain't you moaning, groaning for me to make my move? I'm making my move. That's why you got to be prepared to tell my story with the best spirit. What you reading, Brother Yahweh Israel? Psalm 17:24. Give me a little bit of that and see what we can get out of that.
Psalm 17:24?
Yes, sir. 17:24 Psalm.
I'm going to go to 15, that's the...
Well, we'll leave that alone then. We'll come on back to it. Now, we read... Now, let's go on to Zechariah then, chapter 14. And look at 16 through 19. Let's read a little bit of that. Now, he said, the last day of that great feast, the last day, that's tabernacle, see, right? That's tomorrow at 7:30 in all the camps. 7:30 tomorrow would be on the airways. That's tomorrow. See, right? Now, he camped to the last day of the great feast. Now, we sit around moaning, groaning, oops, I forgot. How you keep on forgetting about this man's business? You know, did he tell you, your time is always, how do you put something off in your time? He said, I know my time is 7, verse 6, but your time is always. Better let the man catch you when he shut you down doing. Then we read over in Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14, maintain good works. Did we read verse 11? Did we read verse 11 of Titus 3, 11?
Yes, sir.
We can't be fumbling around. We got to roll. Look what the man saying. What we read now? What we read?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14.
What it say?
Verse number 16 through 19, read. Zechariah 14, verse 16. It shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Yahweh Judah, Israel, they even go up from year to year to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. Verse 17, and it shall be, whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Yahweh Judah to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Verse 18, and if a family of Egypt, Mizraim, go not up, and come not, have no rain. That should be the plague wherewith Yahweh shall smite the nation. They come not up to the feet of tabernacle. Verse 19. This shall be the punishment of Mizraim, polluted word Egypt. The punishment of all nations. They come not up to keep the feet of tabernacle.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 16 and 47. Who is this for? Who were the 17 nations paying no never mind? It's on them. Exodus chapter 12, verse 16 and 47 says what?
Book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 16 and verse number 47 reads. Book of Exodus 12, verse 16. And in the first day, there should be a righteous assembly. Then the Exodus 12.
Yeah, you're doing good.
And in the first day, there should be a righteous gathering. The 7 day, there should be a righteous gathering to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Verse 47. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it.
Ain't that something? How much of the congregation of Israel will keep it, Brother Yahdai Israel?
All the congregation of Israel shall keep it.
Ain't that something? You hear what the man is saying? The man let you know the first day. Now, in Revelation chapter 7, Brother Yahdai Israel, before you read Revelation chapter 7, let's see who Paul, that is he Paul at all in 1821? Let's see if Paul, let's see if Apostle Paul, is he rolling with this in 1821 of Acts?
The book of Acts chapter 18, verse number 21 reads, book of Acts chapter 18, verse number 21. Acts 18, verse 21. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast. Come in, Yahdai Judah, southern king.
And that's up. So, Yahweh the son said to his family, y'all going up there, I'll be there. He said, y'all time is always, but I know my time. He said, I'll be there. Because I'm the one told everybody else about tabernacle. You think I'm going to miss something on tabernacle? I'm going to be there. Because that is the last great day we read in verse 37, 38. The last great day. Yes, see, Ray. If you ain't got that last great day right, then I drink my tea with you. Like I said again, Yahweh the Son is telling you, this ministry is telling you, you got to obey the Bible. Now look what he says behind all that good talk. He made a profound statement in Revelation chapter 7, verse 4, and skipped out of 9 through 17. And we'll shed it right there, brother. I don't know. We might, yeah, we'll shed it right there. So time get away, brother, y'all guy is ready. You see, Mike? Time get away, but I'm trying to tell you, that's what y'all was saying. He's speeding this thing up, see, right? Do you know how close he is? 24:33, Matthew. Do you know how close Yahweh is? And that's why it's so that you six anointed counts. Be prepared. Get them doors open. Get them temples ready. And get them open. Get them gates ready. Get them open. Because Yahweh going to do something when you step up to the plate. You got your fringes on. Fine. The blessings in the fringes. You know tomorrow is white guns. The first day and the last day is white. In between is the royal blue. You know this already, right? Six and on the counts? Yeah, no problem. You know it. We got to go now. Did we read over there and say, now will I rise? Do you know what we're talking about? I'm already risen to the right hand of the Father. That was a code word for the children of the sixth anointed camp. It's time to go now. Time to go. Got to go now. You got to deliver this thing now. Your time is always. What are we reading, Brother Yahdai Israel? Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. Listen, 4 and 17 through 9 through 17. You think this is a cakewalk? No, but you got eternal life coming. How you going to be able to minister to somebody else and you over in the corner chilling? He said, we read that this is a chance for that's going to happen to everybody. He said, you're not going to take my pleasure away with death on the table. This is my pleasure for the 12 tribes of Israel. So when you word up, you say, oh, okay, now I guess it's bottom fair to my left now. Yep. I'm going to deal with it. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4, 9 through 17, in a closing statement. I'll catch you eyeball to eyeball with them white garments on and them fringes tomorrow. Huh? That's the way it is at 7:30. All the gates open for 7:30. Make sure it's good and dog. Take care of Yahuwah's business. See, all we're about is Yahuwah's business. Understand? Make it plain. All the six anointed camps is about Yahuwah's business. Sure, we're going to eat them up. Sure, we're going to drink them up. But we're going to let you know what it's all about. It's about white garments, the word of Yahuwah. After the word is out the way, get us eat them up and drink them up time. Huh? Let's see what's going on here. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 4, 9 through 17. Let's see, is a cakewalk to get to where we all are doing a shadow of it. Let's see, is a cakewalk. Here we go. Brother Yahweh, yes, Red Blanket.
The book of Revelation chapter 7, verse number 9 through 17 read. Revelation 7, verse number 4. Now here's the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the families of Israel. Verse number 9. And after this I beheld, lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, peoples, and tongues, stood before the throne and before Yahuwah, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Verse number 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our Yahuwah, sit him upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Verse number 11, and all the ministers' spirits stood round about the throne and about the elders, the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped Yahuwah. Verse 12, saying, hallelujah, Yahuwah, blessing and honor and wisdom and might and thanksgiving and honor, power and might be unto our Yahuwah, wherever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 13, and one of the elders also saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Verse 14, I said unto him, sir, you know it. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Now wash their robes, made them white in the blood of Yahuwah the Son, the Lamb. Verse 15, for are they before the throne of Yahuwah, serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Verse 16, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Verse 17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And Yahuwah shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
You don't want that? You don't want that? He got to set this thing down. You don't want that? These are they that came out of a cakewalk? No, see, right? They came out of great tribulation. Didn't Yahuwah say, I got you? Look at them now. They got their white robes on. These the ones that came out of great tribulation. You don't have many things that can befall you. But to get to here, you got to be one of the ones that come out of great tribulation. Read verse 14 and close the statement about Yahuwah Israel. Verse 14.
Revelation chapter
7,
verse number
14.
And I said unto him, sir, you know it. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Should I add anything to that? No. See, that's why you got to make sure you're clear that this man is bringing things, but it's for all Israel. And a woman that's in the leadership position, you gotta teach. I mean, bring it. Big time. You can't be in the corner all moaning and groaning. Oh, this on the fall me. He said, death gonna fall to everybody. I got pleasure in killing the saints. I gotta bring this thing to an end because my daddy ready to come on down here. So I gotta start cutting this thing down. He said, your time is always, but make sure you go out doing Yahuwah's business. Don't go out in the corner moaning and groaning. So you said when you was on the cross, you knew that I was gonna make it hard on you. But look at the one day, so it's gonna be a people that comes out of great tribulation. And he said, I'm gonna wipe away the tears from their eyes that came out of great tribulation. Is that what he said? Do you know in 21, I gotta give one more verse, brother. Yeah, God, yes, right. 21. It talks about the same thing talking about verse 4. He talks about it all over the Bible in 21 verse 4. What he gonna do? You don't want to call it in from the beginning. What he say he gonna do in 21 verse 4 of Revelation?
Look at Revelation chapter 21 verse number 4e. Look at Revelation 21 verse number 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor cry. There shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
You don't want that? We read over in 2nd Ezra chapter 7, 57, this is the condition of the battle. This is the condition of the battle. If you stay in the word of Yahweh, you'll be able to endure everything. And, well, Brother Yahweh Israel, I got to have it, Baruch 428. Now, this is what you'll put yourself into. Look what you'll put yourself into now, what you got to do in Baruch 428.
Look at Baruch chapter 4, verse number 28 reads, Baruch chapter 4. Verse number 28. Look at Baruch 4, verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return, seek him 10 times more.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Seek him now. Now you got to put a 10 out there. Now you got to put a 10 out there now. Seek him 10 times more. Well, Brother Yahweh Israel, we'll leave it like that. I said, like, don't fall behind in Yahweh's business. See, every time we go on the network, we don't worry about what happened yesterday or day before yesterday. It's about the lesson today. We have been there and done that. You got to stay moving forward in Yahweh. The harder, the better. He done told you. Why are you worried about death? That's my pleasure. I'm going to shut everybody down. You both being prepared to teach this by example. Brother Yahweh Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now the wind's rolling out there. Seer Israel, a seed royal. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his power. Righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement on tape number 58. And then one thing, shortly on prayer talk, the elder will be there. And like I said again, fear not only rise shotgun, he just take notes. He ain't got to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. I don't think I ain't taking notes. I'll be taking notes, D-Ray. Because in everybody's statement, it's a note to be taken, and Yahweh will take it from them. See, right, this man tell you something. You husband men, you got to get in order. You're slowing down your own blessing of your family. Well, you're not in order. Now get in order. And understand the will of Yahweh. The blessing comes to the male. The husband man, he got to be ready to go. And deal with what y'all brought down the table. I don't care what to his left, what to his right. Who can't come? Who cannot come? The husband man got to be in that number to take care of this man's business in time to come. We're going to bring the elder back in and get his closing statement on him. Then one thing, 7:30 tomorrow, that great big feast start at 7:30 tomorrow. All the locations will be open. And take some C-Ray. The man is the day is coming around the corner. Like you said, He told you in 7 verse 6 of St. John, he said, your time is always. He said, I might kill you now, but my time, I know it. That's what he's saying. Keep that in your mind when you're doing Yahweh's business. Hell, Mr. Tills, what you quote the statement out of Tate 58, hours away for the Feast of Tabernacles, you and the clock come up.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast, which I have been enjoying thus far, listening to all this good information. And hopefully everyone else has been enjoying what I've been listening to myself. Well, we might not put it out there the way that everybody wants it in the wording that it should be, but we get the point across. But you have to remember what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, if you have a true spirit. Verse 6 says, but though I may be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. This is why it's always said, a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. On the other hand, a student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach the word of Yahweh one day themselves. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we've all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand, and that's without proper teaching. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this possible. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. We find us the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that there are those out there that camouflage the evil or confused teaching and using overly loud bump the gums contests for their righteous learnings, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your education. Your help proves that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days, as we often mention. And we do this because you have not. This is the information that you came to seek, and now you have found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone, each and every time when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donation to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Guam. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar, as I mentioned before. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. That's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This directs your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa online. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone, the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Three words type on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was said by the seer, we're also doing a normal broad talk, simultaneously transmitting on PalTalk. This is where we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American, and look for Voices of the True Israelites, where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if broad talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, today is another day, but an exceptional day for the word of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except the number of people that attend, which is always an increasing number, and that's a good thing. Those that come for Yahuwah's word and commend it, add unto it, only following by certain ones casting the same word behind their back, wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible, and actually taking these meanings totally another way. With the noisemakers, don't forget about those, the complainers, and the deceptive listeners. The page flippers, looking like they're paying attention but are lost when they're called to speak. Can't even find the book of Genesis. They've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. That's something to think about. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Past Yahuwah's creation. Now, that's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be, let's keep our Bibles open. Stay tuned to the continuing of our network. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent again. That's excellent. And we for real on this is on the chat, we for real are helping you understand the Bible. Because Yahuwah saying your time is always. He said he knew his time. What he making see, right? He said, you're not gonna take nothing away from me. I don't wanna take something from him as his Bob. He tell you in the 10th chapter, can't nobody take nothing from me. And he said he got pleasure in the depth of his saints. He said, he got pleasure in it. How you going to take away what he got pleasure in? Ain't you moaning and groaning to him over there in the 18th chapter of when you going to do what you going to do? So, but they got to have a people out here called Six and On It Camps that can teach this Bible. I mean, flat out, teach it and meet them where they're at and show them what the Bible's saying. We'll leave it like that. We're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1. And we'll bring the mothers in and see if we get some more going on. Let's see how many mothers we got on the network tonight. We got Mother E. We got Mother Z. We'll see. I know we got Mother D up Israel. She said, yeah, well, you know. Hey, so she said, look, I'll do whatever I can to hold out. But it's just better when all three of us are ready to go at the same time. And that's a hallelujah on that, too. See, we find Mother E. And see if Mother E around. Mother Z. Mother E. Mother Z. Mother E. Mother Z. Mother E. Tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh be there and see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Or see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Mother E. Mother Z. Tell you something. One thing about it. We always told you solidly about three. When you got three in the Bible, it's very serious to understand something. Out of camp one, there's three mothers in there, and they all one mind, one understanding. And one thing about it, you can learn a lot. That's if you got an ear to hear. Mother D up Israel. Yahweh be with you there, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Mother.
Well, we know tomorrow is the big day. We clear about tomorrow is the big day. Yeah, Mother E, C, Mother D, we clear about it. See, we clear about, and Yahweh gon, but see, this is pointing to some big talk. See, after we came out of the feast called, whatever, Blowing the Trumpets, that was a sign of the killing. A lot of killing was going to be done. He said, he killed so much in that time that after that, he had the great atonement to get you prepared to walk into the tabernacle. See, the tabernacle is when Yahweh the Son is going to present himself. Mm-hmm. And our mindset must be what? Let's Mother D.F. Israel, what do it say in Colossians 3, 10 through 17, and Mother E. have me Ephesians 2, 12 through 14 waiting on me. So what do we supposed to get out of mind at for those that have to have an ear to hear, the one that got an ear to hear? What do we do for ourselves? I'll tell you what. In Colossians, look at, for time's sake, look at Mother D up there. Look at 3:10 and Mother E. Just help me Ephesians 4:22. Let's get y'all voice on the record. Then we're going to take off a little bit. What it say in Colossians 3:10, Mother D up Israel? 3:10, one verse says what?
Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. And have put on the new man and woman, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him or her.
See, after you come out of atonement, you got to put that new man and woman on. I mean, that new woman got to, that new, and Mother E, if you need to go to and to, what it say? What it says in 4:22?
Ephesians chapter 4:22 reads, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust.
You got to put off that old man. You got to put off that old woman. And you got to come into the newness of life. You got to put it off. That's the thing you got to do. Put off that old man. Put off that old woman. Huh? So, my D.F. Israel, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So, then what do you put on there? 1 Corinthians, chapter, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 17. And Mother, you have me Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 through 14 waiting on me. Ephesians 2, 12 through 14 waiting on me. Mother, dear Israel, what do it say in the fifth chapter, verse 17 and 18? 17 through 19. Take it down to verse 19. Take it down to 17 through 19. Let's examine this 17 down to verse 19. What does it say there, Mother dear of Israel?
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Yahweh the Son, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 18. And all things are of Yahweh, who has reconciled us to himself by Yahweh the Son, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. To wit, that Yahweh was in Yahweh the Son, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their sins unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
So you got the word of reconciliation, see, right? You got the word of reconciliation. You hearing the word now. How you got to pay out. You got to understand something. How is it going to get right with y'all? Through his word. What did he tell you to do? What did he do? Do what he did and you do it. Huh? That's all? It ain't nothing about it. Just what you think he do is in the page of the book. Then you do what he do. That's all. Whatever he passed on. So, I don't know what to do. Well, once you go find out what he do, what did the members do? What did they do? They just do what they did. What you reading, Mother E?
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Ephesians chapter 2, that at that time you were without Yahweh the Son, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, let me read that again. That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son, being alienated from the commonwealth of the 12 tribes of Israel, and stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without Yahweh in your world. Verse 13. But now in Yahweh the Son, we whom sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, three tribes of Israel.
Well, Paul sent you to 10 tribes. So that's the 10 tribes, but you got a word there called both. So now how you get out of that? You just precept your Bible and get out of that by running to Jeremiah 30 verse 4, that Mother E. Here's a way to get out of that. To make sure we're talking about both. That was the key word, both. So he's letting you know that there's a way to come back, but come back through this word. He's talking about both. So now, then you precept your Bible to Jeremiah, Mother E, 30 verse 4, and see what it say about the boat. Put a name on the boat, 30 verse 4, Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that the Yahweh spoke concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Judah, the
Southern Kingdom. Yeah. So that's how you now with that understanding, now you wanna go ahead on and check your fingers on the dough. You run to Isaiah chapter 8 and they put the finger on the bow. If they got in symbolic way of speaking, but you you're going to see the word called both. Now, both mean both. So let's see, among you, you put out the both in Isaiah 30 verse 14. I mean, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14. Isaiah 8, verse 14, about the boat, but the boat got to do something in verse 16. See, the key to it is the boat. And Mother D of Israel had me Psalm chapter 18, verse 20 to 31, waiting on me. Now, we got the word boat on the table. See, all the 17 nations, they'll boat guard them way in on the boat. But it ain't talking about them. But they have both guarded their way out. And all one can make right or wrong right is the sixth anointed council of voices of the true Israelites. So what is saying how you right or wrong right with the both in Isaiah 8, verse 14 and 16? What is that, Mother E?
14 and 16.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Isaiah 8. 14 and 16.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14 and 16. Verse 14, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of Solomon, and for a rock of offense, to both the family of Israel, the Lord's God, for a den and for a snare to the inhabitants of Yah. Of the
serving team, God,
do.
Excellent. Verse 16. Now, how he gonna be a stumbling offense for? But what they got to work with to get that inch of pinky off of them? And verse number 16.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16. Bind up the testimony and seal it. Fear the Torah's instruction among my disciples, my followers.
Uh-huh. Exactly right. You got to have some book on it. It's the only way you will understand it. You got to have some book on it. He told you, bottom line, you got to have some know-how. And he's playing with you in verse 9 there, Mother E. He made some playing with you. And you can keep on doing what you're doing. Like you don't have no real mind with this Bible saying. This time tomorrow at 7:30, it is that final great feast. The final great feast tomorrow. Huh? Always. Nobody didn't tell me. Well, that's why you got to always stay in contact with them in the camp. And they will always let you know where you stand according to the Bible. Because why do you keep waiting on that one I say to tell you something? Or another nation. Look what he says about you and these other nations and eight and nine. What did he say to that Mother E about you and about them and all the other nations?
Verse 8 and verse 9. Same book.
Yeah, just 8 verse 9, 1 verse 9. 8, chapter 8 verse 9, 1 verse. Verse 9, what do you say?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 9. And so say yourself, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all you of far country, gird yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourself, and ye shall.
Yeah, why so in verse 10? Let you know, you can let all these old smooth tellers, talkers, tell you all about all this good old thing going on. But Yahweh got it plain for you old Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. He got some plan for you in 8 verse 10. He got some plan for you. What did he say in 8 verse 10?
Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10. They counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. For Yahweh is with us.
You see the man saying? I don't care what kind of strategy the world got. He said whatever they got ain't going to work. Once you recognize what I'm saying, I don't care what kind of counsel they got, what they telling you, you must do. Yahweh said it ain't going to stand. That what he say? Who you going to believe? Mother D of Israel. Psalm chapter 18, 29 to verse 31. Listen good. Old David was on the clock. He done a little talking. And what did David say? And Psalms 18, 20 to 31, Mother D.F. Israel. You're on the clock.
Psalms 18, verse 20 to 31, verse 20. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand, as he recompensed me. 21. For I have kept the way of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Yahweh. 22. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. 23. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my sins. 24. Therefore has Yahweh recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. 25. With the merciful thou wilt show yourself merciful. With an upright man or woman thou wilt show yourself upright. 26. With the pure thou wilt show yourself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show yourself forward. 27. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high look. 28. For thou wilt light my candle. Yahweh, my Yahweh, will enlighten my darkness. 29. For by you I have run through a hoop, and by my Yahweh have I leaped over a wall. 30. As for Yahweh, his ways is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckle to all those that trust in him. 31. For who is Yahweh? For whom is Yahweh save Yahweh? Or who is a rock saving our Yahweh?
I've been talking to that mother. We better find out a little bit more about our rock. See, we got your Yahweh right, Mother D.F. Israel. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 34, verse 7. See, listen, he keeps telling you, why do you study worry about all these problems in the world? Do anybody read besides the six anointed camps? Do anybody tell you what's written in Psalm 34, verse 7? Well, come on, D.F. Israel.
You say 34?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Psalm 34, verse 7. What's written?
Okay. Psalm 34. 34, verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's written? What is O'Davis saying? What is he saying, 34, verse 7?
Psalm 34, verse 7. The ministering spirit of Yahweh attempts to round about them that fear him and deliver them.
See the man saying? The mental spirit of Yahweh will camp around you. If you got him, he got you. Mm-hmm. 107 verse 20 about D.F. Israel. 107 verse 20. He said, listen, if you and most D.F. Israel, above he, have me Psalm 119 verse 49, then skip down to 59 through 64. Psalm 119, verse 49, 59 through 64. Have that waiting on me. So listen to the man telling you. He said, listen. He said, you know what your problem is? Especially you six anointed camp. If you teach them what I got written in the Bible, you just tell the peoples that come in contact with you, if you got me, I got you. Psalm 107, verse 20, Mother D.F. Israel,
Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Okay. And 6-8, verse 11 says what, Mother D.F. Israel? Okay. He did all that. So what? Now what come behind that in 6-8, verse 11 of Psalms?
Okay. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am. What it say?
Psalm 68, verse 11. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
See, the man gave the word. Yahweh the one gave the word. And great is the 61 attempt. All we got to do is publish the word. We ain't got to go through all this. Look, publish the man what the man got written in the Bible. He said, you got a great publish the word. That's all we doing. Mother. 119. Verse 49. Skip down to 59 to 64. What does it say? You're on the clock. Come on.
Go to Psalm chapter 119, verse 49 and 59 to 64.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 59. I thought on my way and turned my feet unto their testimony. Verse 60, I made haste and delayed not to keep the Torah instruction. 61, the band of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy Torah instruction. Verse 62, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteousness. Because of thy righteous judgment. Verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear me and of them that teach thy peace. Verse 64. The earth, O Yahweh, is full of thy mercy.
So we know what to say when we're on the clock. So we want Yahweh's mercy. So we got to be clear what Philippians 2:12 tells us. If we want Yahweh's mercy, we got to be clear about it. And what it says is in Philippians 2, verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. What did it say? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. What did it say, Emily?
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation, your fear and trust.
Mm-hmm. Yes. See the man says, "You got to do." See, we got our own salvation. See, we got to work out our own salvation with fear and trust. Mm-hmm. So Yahweh says in 116:15, Mother, he makes a final statement in 116 verse 15. What do we say in Psalm 116, verse 15, and Mother, D of Israel, me Psalm 72, verse 14 to 18, waiting on. Let's see what it says, Mother, Psalm 116, verse 15.
Okay, 116, verse 16. Psalm 115, verse 16, read. Psalm 115, verse 16. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Yahweh, but the earth has he given to the children of men.
That's all you can get out of 116:15?
I read 115, 116:15. Okay.
Yeah, make 116. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm
116. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 116. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious. Precious in the sight of the Yahweh is the death of his saints.
So Yahweh got pleasure in killing his saints because he's going to bring this thing to an end. We got to recognize the sign of time. He's going to bring this thing to an end. So he got pleasure in things that like his death. He got pleasure in the death. He said, and then he made one statement that mother he, look, he made a statement on the 10th chapter about himself. He used a statement in the 10th chapter about himself, that mother Eve. He says he always lead by example, and he says something by example. Let's see what he says in the 10th chapter about himself in 10:18. He says something in 10:18 make it St. John 10:18. He says a profound statement in 10:18. And what did he say?
St. John chapter 10, verse 18. St. John chapter 10, verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down for myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it in. This commandment have I received from my Father.
So he let you know that he's the one in control. He said he ain't nobody taking none from me, and ain't nobody taking none from you, ain't nobody taking none from me. He said, I got power to pick it up and lay it down. And that's the power this man got. Keep that in mind. This man said, I'm in control of everything. He said, but I tell you what, you make sure you got me right. That's what you do. Because I don't require you got me right by going to great trouble. Mother, D up Israel, what you reading? Come on.
You say Psalm 72. I didn't get the verse.
Well, I'll say that so long ago. I forgot all about it now. Go to 2 Peter 3 and pick around about it a little bit. I forgot all about it, Mother D up Israel. I was in the spirit of Yahweh when I told you that one. So that one got away from me.
You said go to Peter?
Yeah, go to 2 Peter, right? Now that one's got away from me again, too, now. I just call that out. And that one got away from me. Now, did you get that, Adam?
Well, you just said go to 2 Peter. You ain't said no verse or nothing.
Okay, well, I ain't said nothing. Okay, well, we got away from me. Huh?
I continued three.
Okay.
You see that? God didn't say something. See that?
I ain't
three. The three-headed mothers, they put their heads together. Yeah, well, yeah, he said something. He said, yeah, I see him said 3:8. Pick it up 3:8 and read a little bit. Pick it up at 3:8 and read a little bit. Yeah, 3:8 and read about 2:3 days. Yeah, what it says. And 3:8 and read a little bit.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
That's
but
right.
beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yahweh as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Verse 9. Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Verse 11.
Yeah, yeah, can sing, I get
one more? Sing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in all righteous conversation and Yahweh?
That's big talking. He said, okay, he said, I'm going to do what I got to do. He said, how are you going to be when I catch you? Mother E, 127:2-5, the closing statement. Psalms chapter 127:2-5, the closing statement. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I'm going to do what's written in this Bible. He said, what you're going to be doing, I'm going to do my part. How are you going to be when I drop my hammer down? Psalms 127. Verse 2 down to verse 5, Mother E, and a closing statement. You want to close?
Book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 2 to 5.
Yes, ma'am, and a closing statement.
Psalm 127, verse 2 to 5. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late. The bread of sorrow, for though he gave his beloved sleep, verse 3, Lord, children, family are a heritage of the Yahweh, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children, the family of the youth. Verse 5, happy is the man that has his full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemy in the gate.
So he's saying one thing about it. Stand tall and just as Yahweh, and Mother E, Mother Z, close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to read John chapter 1 to 5. James, the servant of Yahweh, and James, the servant of Yahweh the Father, and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith covenant worketh patience. Verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and enter more than nothing. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahweh that gives to all men liberty and upbraiding, not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's Mother E and Mother Z. That was all about C-Ray. Listen, you got to have patience in this thing. You understand what this man's saying. And what is he saying? Mother of B.F. Israel, what he's saying in 2nd Israel chapter 2, verse 38 through 40, what he's saying in closing faith. What he's saying in 2nd Israel chapter 2, verse 38 through 40, what is he saying?
2nd Israel chapter 2, verse 38 to 40. And it reads, verse 38. Arise and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of this world and have received honorable garments of Yahweh. Verse 40. Take up your number, O Yahdai Judah Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled Torah instructions of Yahweh.
total faith in that mother, D.F. Israel. Excellent. He said, listen, tomorrow, the Feast of Tabernacles started at 7:30 at all six locations. Clothes in white. And there's one thing. He got some brains on. Clothes in white. That's fulfillment of Torah instruction. Get that seal, and guess what? You be in the newness of life on the first day of a seven-day feast. Mother D.F. Israel, what you got to say behind that? You on the clock. Come on for your clothes.
Revelations 22, verse 20 and 21. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly. Hallelujah. Even so, come, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 21. The mercy of our Yahuwah the Son, be with you all. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
That's Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., Mother Zia, the three mothers, and three means serious. And thus says Yahuwah. See right. Tabernacle is at 7:30 tomorrow at all six locations. Listen, see right. Your time is always. Yahuwah knew his time. Make haste and keep them feast days. Until we meet on the broadcast at 7:30 tomorrow. Yahuwah be with you all. From the mothers, from the teachers and the elders. Yahuwah be with you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Open your eyes.